And welcome to our show, Geeks Wired Podcast. We're talking about video games, movies, TV, comic book technology, and TLDR, the Internet of Things. And I'm your host, Bill. And this week, our additional hosts are Anthony.
Hi.
And Steven.
Howdy. Hey, that was a new intro, Anthony. I'm used to the hello.
He's excited, that's why.
What's that?
I said that.
So your audio keeps like going robot-y on me, so that's, I didn't hear what you said.
Oh, I said that you gave a new intro. I'm used to the hello.
Oh, I got it. Yeah. That happens.
That's cool.
And if you want to reach out to us, you can email us, geekswire@gmail.com, or leave us a voicemail or text message at 801-896-GEEK or 801-896-4335. And I will listen to them, read them, and maybe put your question on the podcast.
Wow. We'll answer it. If you want.
If you want. Yeah. And then you also can help support us at patreon.com/geekswired. You get early access to the episode and secret Geeks Are Wireless episodes.
Top secret.
The bonuses.
Bonus.
We're starting off on Anthony's favorite topic.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Half-Life 3 is coming back, baby.
No, it's not. It's. I'll believe it when I see it. So, I've been waiting like 15 years.
That's a long time to wait.
Did you read the article?
No, I didn't know it was a thing.
Oh, it's totally a thing. And it's apparently, I'm not even sure if this is the one. There was so many of them, actually. They have been trying to get this going for the past like 10 years. They've either run out of budget,
I have a hard time believing they ran out of budget.
Well, okay.
This is Valve we're talking about.
They put money into other things.
Still. They knew this was a moneymaker. They would not have just like ran at like they wouldn't have stopped funding it.
Yeah. Well, I have to agree with you on that, because everybody wanted it, so.
So is Half-Life Alyx about Alyx?
I don't know. I don't have VR. You have VR, don't you?
Yeah, only PlayStation, though. I don't think it's on that.
Oh, okay. Because it's just like the Steam one, right? Yeah, I don't know anything about Half-Life Alyx, other than it looked really cool in like the gameplay trailer.
It is about Alyx. Alyx Band.
That's cool.
I mean, I don't think I could shell out. I mean, what does VR cost right now? Like, I don't know. $400 to get a good thing, and I just can't spend that much just to play one game.
No, it's just the beginning.
There's a Linus Tech Tips video about how much you should spend on your graphics card for it, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'll find it and link it, I guess, because we're talking about it.
Yeah.
I haven't watched the video, though.
You didn't watch the gameplay video?
No, because if I get around to playing it, I don't want to get spoiled.
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying. You're one of those guys.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I've never been a spoiler guy. I really just, I don't know, for some reason, like, they never affect me. People always ask, though. They're like, oh, I shouldn't tell you this because you're going to watch it. And I'm like, yeah, I don't care. Go ahead.
That's why.
But my roommate, he's like that. He doesn't want to see anything. So, like, like, for example, you know, the Final Fantasy VII Remake demo came out. I, like, immediately downloaded it and played it 3 times. Like, he won't even.
So every time you turn your head, we lose you.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Whoa, that's weird.
Okay, we lost you again. Okay. Oh.
Yeah, I don't know why. Everything. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, I'm not going to turn my head. I'm going to bring my phone
over
here. Did you see that slick move?
Yep. See, you have a 17-inch monitor. You can set your tiny little phone on it.
I know. But my phone's giant.
No, Then he'll lose out on some screen real estate, man.
Oh,
you paid a lot of money.
Like
for
right
that.
Now, where my phone is, it's like covering an ad.
Yeah. Oh, I don't get ads.
That's because you're a hacker and
no,
super good.
I just
at
use an extension.
Adware blocking, cybersecurity stuff.
So Anthony,
huh?
I was wrong. Your Half-Life 3 will never exist. Because Half-Life 4 is going to be a direct sequel of Half-Life 2.
So also, here's another thing. Valve can't count to 3.
Yes. That's what I put in, yeah.
That'll be really funny if they just skip 3 and go to 4 because of that. Just like to play on the inside, or to play on the joke.
And so then they'll, what, say that Alex was Half-Life 3?
Well, no, because it's like it's a prequel.
Right.
That's what the Alex
so they're
is.
Just not going to release it, and they're just going to call it Half-Life 4?
I mean, they stopped at Dota. Dota came out to 2. To be fair, that wasn't theirs to begin with, but...
Right. Wasn't that like a pet project for someone?
No, what it was is... I think it was there was a mod for one of the... another game, and then they like made it its own actual game. But anyways... Then Left 4 Dead, mm-hmm. They came out with 1 and 2 and then stopped,
right.
Even though they both made an absurd amount of money. They stopped with Portal 2. They stopped at Half-Life 2,
you got
Episode
a point,
2.
Man. I never thought of it that way. That's funny. That's totally true, though. Wow. That would be a bummer, man. I don't know.
Yeah, can't count to 3.
Yeah, that happens.
It does happen.
All right.
Oh, you saw the Minecraft one.
Yes. Oh, you want? Okay. Dempsey brought up. We're just jumping right into that one.
Okay. I actually saw it, and I was going to tell it, like either link it or tell you about it, but I forgot.
It's all right. I saw it. I linked it.
Also, to be fair, okay. So this one is someone built the entire Earth in Minecraft. To be fair, they didn't build it by hand. They used a bunch of algorithms to build it.
Yes.
And they used like real data.
So like they programmed it to create it itself.
Yeah. Okay. So
sort of.
It's a little misleading the way that most articles have it titled.
So they ended up using two mods, Terra 1-to-1 and Cubic Chunks, because there's a limited height of 255 meters, which means the Earth is actually not able to be 1-to-1 scaled. So they had to change the scales by using cubic chunks. So,
which just
changes them from to 16 by 16 by 16 cubes.
Yeah. So, from what I understood, they stack the chunks instead.
Yeah.
So once you get to the build limit, they just stack another one on top and then just keep going until actually, I think it goes to infinity. Technically,
yes. Could. Yes, it does. It gives you infinity build depth in both vertical directions.
Yes, which is freaking cool.
Wow, so like, what do you do to explore it? Do you download it or something?
Okay, well, that's the other part of this too. So when you built it, you also ended up the Terra 1-to-1 mod, which ended up getting geographical data archives such as Google Maps and probably some GIS stuff and all this other, and it just mapped it. So you do have to join the private project, which is Pippin FTS, build the Earth, because it recognizes like a bunch of buildings, like the pyramids, is just piles of sand. Things like Mount Everest is just piles of dirt, and it doesn't have snow caps on it.
No, it did. It was just all snow.
That's what it was.
It would only have like a one deep layer of snow,
yeah,
and then it was dirt underneath it.
Weird. So is it actually square?
Yeah. And like the world, it's still flat.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And it goes in infinite directions, but like if you go down to the north or south poles,
everything upside down?
No, but wow. If you go to the end of like the data they have, it just repeats forever. It's the same biome quote unquote till the end.
Weird, dude. So it doesn't have any of the buildings or anything then?
No.
It just has like the Earth. That's quite an accomplishment.
But that's the initial. So he's trying to get everyone on the Discord server to join the group. He's working on a subreddit and a Patreon to cover the server costs and everything, but he's starting to get everyone to come in to start grouping together and make all this stuff better.
Wow. Man, how, I mean, can you believe how big of a thing Minecraft became? I remember when my wife like downloaded like the like beta, you know what I mean? Where she like donated money for a copy.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. No, I had a friend who got in on the alpha. I got in on the beta. And yeah, it's just, and I think I might have the Microsoft version. So I have the Java version and I think I have the other version.
Which the Bedrock means, version.
Yeah, which
means is not very good.
Well, the other version you can jump between, you can play between PC, mobile, and Xbox.
Yeah, which that's cool on its own, but like there's a lot of broken stuff on that edition. Like, if you like playing with Redstone, good luck with that. It just doesn't work in Bedrock.
Good to know.
At least from what I've heard.
That's crazy that people did that, man.
Yeah, it is. Lots of fun. It was just like, hey, this is kind of really cool. And then you can, since we're all stuck inside, you go help build the world, and then you go wander around it.
And buy tortellinis.
Yeah.
I love tortellinis.
Let's see, and then I'm trying to ponder directions. Should we go the Apple route or the?
No, we're still talking about Minecraft.
Let's look at, okay. I was
trying to find like the official Mahjong post, but they like to do April Fools like snapshots.
Oh yeah,
and this one is like super interesting. They added like there's like 2 billion blocks that you can choose to build with. I'm trying to find it. And really it's not like 2 billion blocks, it's the same blocks, but just with like they're just shades like shaded differently. But it's actually
just about the, is this today's?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Did you already post it in the show notes?
Yeah, I'm about to put it in there.
Oh, I was gonna say, is it this one? I just literally threw it in the show notes, literally.
I mean, that works too. I was gonna post a video of a YouTuber that I watch a lot, and he went into there it a you lot. Go. But I'll
throw it in.
I'm doing it. It just took me a minute.
Oh, okay.
And then I gotta add a link still, because I don't have the fancy extension, so I have to do it all by hand.
Did he call it so? Snapshots 20 W14 Infinity.
Yes, because the joke was that this was supposed to be the last snapshot, like ever, for Minecraft, like the last update, because they added everything that you could possibly want. Because all the blocks and stuff, and like there's some, like I don't know if that article has much on it, but the dimensions it generates is really interesting. Okay, yeah, it has one on here. Some of them are really cool, though. And it kind of makes me excited that they might add in more dimensions in the future. Because, like, this stuff is it's in their code to do it. Yeah. Like, to make as many dimensions as you want, so. And the way you created them was kind of cool, too. Like, you just titled the book a certain thing, and then you just threw it in another portal, and it changed, like, where that nether portal took you out at.
Okay, I was wondering what that was when he like did that with the book.
Oh, are you watching the video I linked, or
it's part of the article I linked?
Oh,
the one snapshot infinite dimensions.
Yeah, let me look at it.
It's like, does Steve dream of blocky sheep?
Steve, what?
And then he picks up the book and he throws it into the portal. He says, "Take book," and he throws it in.
Whoa!
The Omniverse one.
Oh yeah, it's like this. Yeah. And then they added like an infinity bookshelf where you click on it and just gives you a random book with a random like name on it so you can get a random dimension. But yeah, it's just really, I like some, like most of their April Fool's jokes they do, like their snapshot jokes, are kind of like, not necessarily, well, they're dumb. They're just like a little thing they add that's kind of cool and neat. Or like one year they did like Minecraft 2.0, where torches like burned out and stuff. But and on this one, I think they really outdid themselves on it personally.
At least they're still having fun with it, because you have a lot of people that are like, no, it's nothing. You shouldn't do too much today. Other people, yeah, even Google's like, oh, we're not going to do anything. I'm not sure if they did or didn't officially, but...
Well, with this, it's just like all fun. Like there's nothing, like they're not trying to trick people or anything like in a bad way.
Mm-hmm.
Like the most of the tech companies try to do.
Yeah.
Like the only they lie on this one, but they only lie in that this is the last snapshot. That's it.
Yeah. Hmm.
And usually Google does like something with Google Maps. Like, but was it Pac-Man last year or Pokemon last year? Or was it?
It wasn't. I don't think it. Pokemon was like 2 or 3 years ago.
Was Pac-Man last year? Or was it?
I don't know. I don't even remember.
They have some interesting stuff, but.
Oh yeah, Google didn't do anything on their maps. All right, that was my Minecraft side thing.
That's
just really cool.
All right, yeah, it looks interesting. Actually, it's fun. Still,
yeah, I'm actually thinking about downloading it today to try it out.
Nice,
because I was working because I couldn't do it.
So it's actually usable, like playable.
Yeah, no, it's playable.
Huh. Okay.
Like it's not just a like the other video I looked at. This person actually like logged into a world and was interacting with it.
Nice.
So, and it seemed pretty stable, except for it did crash one time.
Just once.
Yeah, I don't remember. I don't know what he was doing, but yeah, it did crash.
Exploding all the blocks. Yeah, I've seen servers like go down for like 20 minutes because of that.
Because of what?
Somebody like stacks up like 1,000 explosive blocks.
Oh,
or a
like
million
TNT.
Or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, they have fixed that. Like,
oh, okay.
You can explode a lot more TNT and it won't bring the server down.
Nice.
Hallelujah.
It like extends the TNT explosion out far longer, but.
Yeah. It's more fun that way.
Yeah, to a point. That's a little less believable now, but. Yeah.
Oh. Darn.
That's still cool. Still fun. So, now what?
I kind of want to go the Apple route.
The acquisition of... Never mind. Something else.
That one. We'll come to that one in a moment.
Okay.
So...
Wait. Is this real?
Yeah. You didn't hear about this, did you?
No, but it's been a rumor forever.
Okay. So, okay. Okay, yes. It is from... Mac Rumors, but Mac Rumors is usually more fact than rumor.
So what we're talking about is Macs will start potentially coming with new ARM-based processors. An ARM-based processor is it's what kind of processor is inside your phone. It's not like a standard desktop processor.
Oh.
And they're more power efficient and usually... They're getting to the point where the performance ratio is pretty close to what desktops are, really? At least for the power usage. So that's probably their main reason for wanting to do it.
So they'll be fast enough, just like a regular desktop processor?
Maybe. And I'm wondering if, because whenever Macs changed architectures in the past, they always provided some kind of emulator or backwards compatibility. And like when they moved to Intel from PowerPC, they included a way to run PowerPC apps, and it was actually really pretty efficient. So I'm wondering if they'll do the same with this, which would be really interesting if they could pull it off.
And they're also still trying to get away from Qualcomm. So even this is going there because Qualcomm is such a big company, they're trying to get from underneath their thumb so they actually have some power of their own. And because the European Union, where they decided to enforce the one charger type or what for everything, they're also with this is the talk of moving to USB 4.
Oh, USB 4?
4. which is based on Thunderbolt 3.
Oh.
So it'll support up to two 4K displays or one 5K display over a single cable.
Wow.
Yeah.
And
that's intense.
Yeah, so I like Thunderbolt 3, like Thunderbolt's good, and I think it would have been like the standard right now if it weren't for Apple having like a hold on it for a couple of years, preventing it from being used. Because you can get it on the PC now, but no one really supports it, so there's not really a point.
Oh.
But it does use the USB-C type connector, doesn't it?
Yes.
That's what it looks like it's doing, at least.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it'll, like the USB-C physical thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But the cord itself would be able to carry more information.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because so the USB 4, it offers data speeds up to 40 gigs, which is twice the bandwidth of USB 3.2 or USB-C.
Well, so, USB, just because it's USB-C doesn't necessarily mean it's USB 3.
Well, 3.2, because 3 is just the still square. The 0.2 is, I thought, was moved it to the C.
I'm pretty sure that... I'll look it up. I never actually...
isn't clarify. 3 the blue cable or the blue USB plug?
Yeah.
So 3.2 is, I thought, was C.
Your C.
Uh-huh. I see.
Oh, do you see bed. This?
It's a kitty cat. I know, it's been entertaining with meetings with the pupper dog wandering in.
Has it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you guys are... Anthony, you're working from home completely, right? During this whole thing?
Yeah. I've been home for like a month because I got sick like a week or like a week and a half before they started making us work at home.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was like a week and a half where they wanted us to go there half a week. But I didn't really go for... I only showed up like for half a day.
So, yes. USB 2... is the white USB, USB 3 and 3.1 is the blue USB, and USB 3.2 or USB 4 is the oval Thunderbolt style.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
I just thought it was a different style of connector. I didn't know it meant that you absolutely had USB 3.2 or whatever. So, I learned something today.
Yeah. I learned something too. And you know what, fellas? The more we know, the more we grow.
Yay.
I'm going to have to read up on this.
There's so much awesomeness coming down. And I'm kind of interested. So I actually started bashing on Android really hard and heavy because like they just keep on dropping things and they just won't give me quite what I want. I'll admit Apple does that sometimes too, or they just take stuff away sometimes, like the fingerprint scanner on the new devices sometimes.
To be fair, they did that because they
had to.
Because, well...
No.
So, I'm not going to use had to. I'm just saying that they wanted to have an edge-to-edge display, and they tried to get, like a fingerprint sensor inside the screen and couldn't quite get it to work right to their expectations, and so they decided to go with something else. So, that's why... I was hoping they'd add it back in someday, but I don't think they were going to now.
Yeah, they did a really good job with their facial recognition. They're actually one of the two top ones.
Yeah.
Do you know who the other one is that's really good at facial recognition?
Who?
Windows Hello?
Yeah, Microsoft.
Yeah. Wow.
Which, that's more software than anything, isn't it? Like, I think there's a little bit of hardware, but...
Which is impressive with the software then, right?
I don't know. I think you still have to, like, for it to work, you might still need a time of flight sensor. Like, a little.
You do. Actually, I forgot. Because my laptop doesn't have it, and I was looking at that, and it was like, you don't have the hardware. You can't do that.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. So there's some hardware with it.
Yeah, and there's like, that one's not just like, oh, they want to sell more of these new things. Well, maybe that's true, but it's really because if you just use a standard webcam, you could just put a picture up of someone, and it would know, it would think it was them, because normal webcams can't detect depth.
Oh, it's more than depth, because both of them are also so good that if you 3D printed your face and had all the color and everything right, it would not work.
I've heard that it would, potentially.
On the latest gen, from everything I understood, it would not work, because it has to actually, like with especially Microsoft, where, like, look at what the Kinect did. It would recognize whether you were, you know, how your blood pressure was, how hot you were, your body temperature, all that stuff. And that's a lot of the stuff that is built into Microsoft's stuff.
Yeah, because it has a thermal camera. So if these have thermal cameras, I could see that. Because yeah. Then they could look to see if there's like heat, like dynamic heat that just resonates from the 3D scan or 3D printed face. And then it might even do some eye tracking and try to see if there's heat coming out of the eyes. And if they...
like heat vision?
Ooh. But yeah, so I have to give them props on that. And plus, I can, most of the time, I get the most recent updates on the OS, though. And I guess if I stuck with what OnePlus or a Google Pixel, maybe I'd have the latest OS. Because I have to admit, the next Google or Android 11 actually has a lot of the security features that Apple has that I would really, really like.
But here's another thing to think about. Google doesn't sell the Pixel 3s anymore. They only have the 4. Whereas Apple still sells the 8.
Well, also, that's the other thing, is also Apple supports, like, impressively a number of generations back. Google, when they popped out 10, the only reason they even threw it on the first gen Pixels is because OnePlus threw it on all of theirs.
Probably, yeah. And OnePlus is still doing that. They're going to stop at some point whenever, like, the hardware gets too far behind, but...
And that makes sense.
At that point, you're like, how old is OnePlus at this point?
Let's see. Yeah, I was like, how old is when is the OnePlus 1?
I think they're at least, like, 4 to 5 years old.
Old enough to party.
Ooh.
What?
Yeah. I don't know, just old enough to party. All right, let's see. I might have had their wiki. So their first...
Also, this article sucks. It spends like one, like a little top thing on the top that says that there'll be ARM-based processors, and then everything else is about USB 4.
Yeah, I know. It's super minimal. But maybe I'll get a better article for it. But on OnePlus, first released 23rd of April, 2014, 5 years ago.
Yeah, okay. That was about right.
Actually, 6 years ago. I'm like, wait a second, it's 2020. Wikipedia is counting it weird. I guess they're counting the 23rd. It's not the 23rd of April yet.
Nope.
So yeah, that's impressive, though.
Yeah, for sure.
But also with Apple. So, Anthony, you recognize the dark sky.
Well, I know what it is, but I didn't know they did this.
Yeah.
What's so dark sky?
For Stephen, I don't know if you know. Yeah, for you and for all our listeners, so dark sky is one of the very popular weather apps. If you want to know what your weather is locally, like your house locally, not your city or your local airport, people have this connection to dark sky, so they can know what their local temperature is, if they need to do anything with their sprinkler system, with their whatever else they want to do, or they want to jump into the network. You can actually help support the information, so it's community built together. Well, so Apple bought them, and they said, it's ours. And it is no longer in the Android Play Store.
No, though. Is it no longer?
It's no longer in the Android Play Store, and they're shutting it down in July if you still have it on your phone.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Wonder why they're doing that.
They don't want to support the Android stuff?
I mean, they have their Apple Music and stuff on Android.
That's cool that they do.
And all the... All this is gonna do is like having it on, like keeping it on the Android store would just give them more money, like open up their ecosystem. So I'm surprised to see them turning it off.
Well, unless they want to like try to figure out how to get, and with Android 11 coming around, maybe they're, because it's such a big jump, they're not trusting to do it right yet, because what currently exists for Dark Skies will not work on Android 11.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's why they released, that's why the dev conference was so early, because there were so many changes. They were like, all right, you guys got to start playing with this. And maybe Apple's like, maybe we're not actually ready for this, so we're just going to shut it off.
I don't know.
Actually, that might be about the time period. July might actually be about the time period that Android's going to start like requiring a lot of the permissions for location and everything like that, too.
Like similar to what Apple has?
They're going to start making their apps do it, even though the only OS that's going to require it will be Android 11. But they're prepping up the entire App Store for Android 11.
Hmm. It's interesting. I don't know. Google likes to take away stuff.
Yeah. Google's not a giver.
Well, they're a giver. They're also a taker, though.
Ooh.
Like, oh, you liked this thing. It's gone now. Here's another thing that does half the...
Took it away.
Here's another thing that does half the stuff that the other thing did. It's a direct replacement. Good luck.
Yeah.
Which is why no one is getting on the bandwagon of... I can't remember the name of that. Huh?
Stadia.
Yeah, Stadia.
Yeah, that's why they're paying... That's why they're trying to get so many people on. They're like, come on, we'll just give you guys tons of money if you just, you know, play games.
Develop for us, please.
It reminds me of what Microsoft was doing when they were trying to get people in to make apps for the Microsoft Store.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so since we're on that subject, I really liked the Windows Phone UI, and yeah. I've heard from a lot of people on the internet that it was a super good design, and I liked it so much that whenever I had my iPhone 4 jailbroken, I actually installed a UI that went over the top of the home screen that was a Windows Phone UI.
That's cool.
I liked it a lot.
Was it hard to do?
To install it, no. It was kind of finicky, though.
Mm.
But it was fun.
That's cool.
So that's something that I do have to admit that's nice about Android, is you can actually get that type of stuff on your phone. You just change out some features, yeah. And it's allowed.
Apple's getting a little more open, though.
Yeah.
Not that much, and I don't know that they'll ever get that far, but...
Well, Apple's getting a little more open. Google's getting a little more secure.
The tables have turned.
Ooh.
Not yet.
But yeah, so that'll be interesting. Maybe it'll come back in a year or so.
I hope so.
What, the Dark Sky?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure if we were still talking about that or not.
Yeah, I decided to go back, talk about it some more.
So, Skype is still a thing?
Yeah, it is. Actually, have you ever watched, like, the news?
No.
The news even though Teams is a thing that is mm-hmm. for businesses, Skype is what?
You can use it for free. As long as it's for personal use.
Okay, I guess there's
pretty
that.
Sure. Because I was looking at it today.
Skype?
No, Microsoft Teams.
Oh, well, I think they're both for free. To a point. And that's the other stuff, is that Teams is now part of the... We'll talk about this a little bit later, but it's part of the Office 365 grouping.
Hasn't it been part of that forever, or has it only been part of the Enterprise version?
It has been part of the Enterprise version, which is... Microsoft C365. That's the commercial one.
Yeah.
But we'll talk about that in a moment, because there's changes happening to that.
Yeah, I saw that too, apparently.
Yeah, I know. There's so much stuff that's going on. with all this, you know, it's kind of interesting. So because of all the work from home and everyone using it in their two different ways, but Skype's not really getting updated at all. Teams is having some major updates. So they are having to, they're saying like, let's just leave Skype where it is and we'll start getting Teams pushed out under the Microsoft Office 365 umbrella.
Yeah. So like at work, at my work, they've been using that more for everything. Like we hardly use GoToMeeting anymore, which is the last thing we used to use for video conferencing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just been, it's been way better. Like with Teams, you can actually like call in twice. So like the reason why you might want to do that is if you don't have like a webcam on your desktop,
mm-hmm.
and you want to share your webcam, you can do that from your phone or from like a tablet or something. And then you could get on your desktop and actually see the display feed there and all the cameras, because it's easier to see the cameras on the desktop app. But it's cool.
Nice.
Yeah, so I think Teams is much better, and I think anything's better than Skype. So
they've been doing some major updates and work on Teams. That's, I think it's come a long ways.
Yeah, like I didn't used to like it. And there's still other, like, in it, like, there's a million chat apps out there, but, and some of them work better for other things. Like,
that. Some of them cost quite a bit more.
Yeah. Like, Discord is really used for, like,
gaming?
Gaming or just, like, side use, like, just for personal chats you might have with people. It's also good for like voice chatting. Like it's really good at the voice chatting and you can actually share stuff now. Slack is good for corporate stuff. It's like the better version of Skype, really. To be honest.
I'm thinking it's kind of like Discord, actually.
Sort of. With Slack, you can thread stuff. Like you can have inside of the same chat room, you can reply to someone's message directly. And it won't go in the main chat unless you tell it to, so that you can keep the main chat a little cleaner.
Okay, and I'll admit, I wish Teams would do that. Well, yeah, Slack does do that, and it's nice. Whether people use it or not is a different story.
Yeah. And then Flowdoc is another one that does that, but it does it in a less elegant way, in my opinion. But
yeah,
there's a million chat apps out there. And actually, Flowdoc is, like, from all this COVID stuff, they've had the most problems, I think. Like, whenever at first, like, about 2 or 3 weeks ago, they were down, like, every single day for a week. And it took them a couple hours to get back online.
That's sad. That's really sad. Well, actually, what Teams went down for, like, a day.
Yeah. It happens, but...
Shortly after, the beginning of the year, they went down because their certificate expired.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. Like the first day of the stay at home national thing, it was, it's like we gained numbers. So I guess that's going into the rest of it is, we'll go into that one because it kind of talks about it. The Teams has, so Slack was the number one business, actually number one chat thing out there, period. It was free if you weren't a big business. It was a decent price if you were a business that were willing to pay for it. And they've currently gone, yes, we're gaining numbers with all this stuff. And they have a new record of 12.5 million concurrent users.
Whoa.
And then Microsoft Teams was like, okay, we're coming along. And then everyone decided to use Teams instead.
44 million.
Yes.
Holy crap.
And that is active. Daily active users, and they are even being honest about this. Like when they say active users, it's not, oh, it opened up in the background and it's there. It's installed on your computer and it counts. No, they're like, you opened it, you messaged in it, you had a meeting in it, you did stuff with Teams legitimately, you count. So it's really impressive on there. They gained a Slack number of users.
So in this article, it talks about Slack and Microsoft being able to communicate with each other on voice calls.
Yes.
That's interesting. Does Slack allow voice calling? Because I know for in the beginning they were kind of
yes,
that's kind of rough. Okay,
And it actually works pretty well. I had to end up using it. You have to have the pro to use Slack on it.
But
you can't use it for free.
Okay,
so that's the other. I think that's some of the other reasons why Teams ended up being picked up over Slack, and Teams integrated with Office 365. So a bunch of companies that were having their, you know, when you have Office 365, whether it's your personal, your business, it's already built in. But the Slack CEO, Stuart Butterfield, ended up talking to CNBC, and they're working on trying to build into Microsoft Teams API stuff to make this work, which they already work with Microsoft Office services like OneDrive, Outlook, and SharePoint. And now that they're not number one, now that Slack's not number one, they're like, maybe we should play ball. Yeah.
Yeah, this will be like one of the first times that you could like do cross chatting, like cross platform chatting. So that's neat.
And it looks like they might be trying to work with Zoom.
Yeah, Zoom's another big one right now.
Well, and Zoom's good for small, personal. Once you start getting so many users or having so many meetings.
Well, yeah, I think it's more just for meetings. It's like GoToMeeting. Like, it's for video conferencing, not for like chatting.
Yeah, but after, like, you have unlimited, for the free, you have unlimited one-on-ones, but you want to have a group, you're limited like a half an hour a day or something like that without having to pay.
Yeah, like if more than like three or four people connect, it limits it down to 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Which can be kind of a downer. But.
And Microsoft 365 already has, like, they have all that open for third-party developers to build stuff into it. So Microsoft is kind of, you know, almost wants, you know, they're kind of like the Facebook almost type thing, or even the TikTok, where they're like, oh, come to us. We will support you, but you're using us. This is Microsoft's way of going, you're going to use our platform. You're not on our hardware, because they don't really have as much. You don't have to, you know, they don't have the ecosystem of like Android and Apple with their phones, or even with, you know, they don't make PCs. This is their way of joining their ecosystem.
So it's literally build it and they will come.
Yeah. Well, build it and you link it.
They built in the ability to connect.
Yeah.
Like, they're fully open with the integrations for the most part.
Hmm.
So, which goes into the changes, their name changes. This is quite entertaining, actually. Like I said, it's called Office 365. That is what you pay your annual fee for, and you get OneDrive. If it's a personal account, it's your terabyte of OneDrive and all of your Microsoft Office apps, both online and offline, and 5 installs of Microsoft Office app on computers. And if you pay, depending on how much you pay, you have family accounts where 5 people have 5 installs and they all have a terabyte hard drive. And then there is Microsoft 365, which is the enterprise version of which is the subscription to Windows 10 Enterprise Office 365 and Enterprise Mobility and Security. But now they're renaming everything under Microsoft's 365 name.
Well, it said it will be rebranding some, but not all of its Office 365 business plans.
Mm.
So.
But it doesn't include Windows 10 all the time, depending on which version you get.
Yeah. So, like, you have your business essentials, which will now just be business basic. Business premium is now just business standard. And then business and Office 365 Pro Plus. That's a word. Wordy.
Well, those are two different, ones.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So you have Office 365 Business / Office 365 Pro Plus, which is usually the home one.
So they're just trying to make it more like streamlined and make more sense, because the definition of Microsoft 365 is not really as solid as they wanted it to be.
Well,
based on the article, at least.
They're also, they've been putting more stuff into Office 365. Teams doesn't make sense to be under the Office umbrella, but it does make sense under the Microsoft umbrella.
You think so?
Well, Teams was never part of, it's never an Office utility. Actually, OneDrive technically isn't an Office. When you think of Office, Microsoft Office, you think of Word, Word, PowerPoint, Access, depending on which version you have. Did I say PowerPoint? I don't know. There's like...
Yeah, you did.
And then there's Outlook, which I still feel like is not technically part of the Office umbrella, but they lumped it in so long ago, it is officially part of it. OneDrive, like I said, seems like an odd thing to be brought in. It's just extra storage. Now it's there. But also, OneDrive is part of every Windows 10 install. So
whether you want it or not.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not bad. I mean, if you use it, I mean, it's totally one of those things that it's not, you know, if you're having Office 365 or Microsoft, or Microsoft 365 apps, it's, you get like a terabyte of online storage. It for like $99, you get five users, five installs each, terabyte storage. You don't even need jump drives anymore. Everything just saves there. You jump from one computer to another, you log in. And I even, my PIN didn't work for me today, and I didn't want to log in with my password because I made it just complicated enough that I'm like, I'm going to have to figure out what this is again. And I was like, log in, change, or I think I said log in a different way or change my PIN. And I had done their Microsoft security app, whatever it's called, the authenticator.
Mm-hmm.
And it messaged me to go, hey, we see you're trying to log in. Do you want to log in with your authenticator? I'm like, yes. It's like having an extra, you know, thing. So I have all this security. And then even with that, you also have a super secure section on your OneDrive as well that you need the authenticator to unlock. And it only unlocks for like 15 minutes or something like that. And if you close out the app or leave the page, it locks on you. Yeah, it's like actually really good stuff. I think bringing Teams in kind of, they may start like thinking like maybe we're starting to include too much in Office.
Yeah, that's fair.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, there's all that. Let's see. I might probably have been burning through everything.
Yeah, you got one thing left.
I know. I almost want to save that for the wireless part. We should wrap up this episode.
Okay.
So, do you know what you call a chicken that's is looking at salad?
What?
Chicken sees a salad.
Oh, I was going to say something like that. Shut up.
So dope.
Bye.
Adios.
Stay safe. Stay home.
Stay healthy.